Local government elections will be held around New South Wales, including in Shoalhaven City Council, on Saturday the 14th of September, with pre-polling opening on Monday the 9th of September. As part of 2UU's coverage of the election campaign, I've been interviewing all of their candidates for each ward, and today it's Ward 3. Good morning then to Natalie Johnson from Milton. Natalie is the Team Tribe Independent candidate for Ward 3. Natalie, let's start with a bit of background. What do you do and what interests you in running for council?
What I do is always a challenging question for me because I do lots of things. I'm a retired Navy helicopter pilot, so I still do some reserve work through an Indigenous youth program that Air Force has set up in Ulladulla. I also run my own consultancy business, helping organisations promote and improve safety and organisational culture for effectiveness, efficiency and better working conditions. I also am a human factors and safety specialist that I work a little bit casually with Boeing Defence Australia up in Nowra and also with Toll Aviation up in Bankstown. So I do a few things and also do occasional keynote speaking on the safety topics of organisational culture and human factors. Why I'm running for council is I met Gemma Tribe basically on a day where I happened to be looking at a website about women in politics. And I thought, oh, maybe one day. And then after meeting Gemma and hearing more about the council and having a look into the current situation, I just thought, well, maybe instead of complaining about it, I should put my hand up because I think I've got the skills that could help with some change, and that's why I'm running.
That's all there said. So what do you then believe are the key issues that confront voters and residents when they vote on September 14?
I think key issues in our community, apart from the national ones of cost of living and things like that, there is an issue with the state of our roads and also the current budgeting and financial situation of our council, because it's not in a position that can effectively support and do the things that the community need it to do. So I think some of the key things are to be able to reset and have a look at the budget and where they sit in the finance of council and actually see where we can find efficiencies. And for me, that includes putting a cap on councillor expenses, because from my research and looking at, you can look at your council website, which is really handy. You can see that the Shoalhaven Council has significantly more councillor expenses than our equivalents. So I just think that's probably an easy place to start. Before we have to start looking at other efficiencies in the council, is actually looking where the councillors can do things to contribute.
I guess it's you get what, there's not saying you get what you pay for, of course. That same website tells us that, relatively speaking, Shoalhaven City Council's rates are fairly low. The kind of things we're talking about with roads cost a lot of money to improve. Is there not then a case for increasing rates?
I think from my point of view, I don't think it's something that I can say won't happen, because once we do look at the efficiencies through the councils, and as you said, the cost of everything has gone up, as everyone knows, is the potential in that financial assessment and having a really good look at what has been suggested is rates in the future may go up. And looking at that, like everyone here says our rates are really high, but again, learning from those local council websites and having a look at other council financials, is actually ours are quite reasonable in comparison to others. So I can't say no, realistically, and where we're sitting, you know, because everything that we need in our community to make it worthwhile, particularly for those who aren't as fortunate as the rest of us, is that we need to actually probably potentially put our hands in our pockets a little bit more to provide for the community as a whole.
Yeah, having that reasonable discussion about those things is important as well, isn't it? So let's go to that question of credibility, I suppose. What makes you and Team Tribe different from other groups?
I think because we are all very independent. Like, we didn't come together because of a political philosophy or where we sit on the political spectrum. We came together because we're all people who live in the community and concerned about where the council's going. So because of that, we have a shared view that the decisions we make should be about community, which I think can be different to others because other organisations have come together because of where they sit on the political spectrum, whereas we're all a variety of different political spectrums across Team Tribe with the aim to basically look at the pros and cons or the two sides of the arguments or 20 sides of the arguments, depending on which sort of topic we're talking about, is actually and then taking and having a look at that and having a critical view and then making the best decision for the community. And I've come to accept, and I think all of us in Team Child have come to accept, that sometimes the decisions we make aren't going to be the ones that we personally would prefer, but if they're best for the community, that's the way we're going to have to go. And that's hard, and I think it's taking a while to realise that. The other part with Team Tribe, I think a lot of us, and nearly all of us, are business people, so we have a business and governance background, so we have a clear understanding of how that part of a council and the council staff and everything should run. So, and having a look at it from that point of view, instead of having a group of good ideas club, if that makes any sense.
I guess a lot of people would say that, well, in fact, there is a fair big difference between a business, which is very much about profit and loss, and government, which runs on a different financial model. How would you respond to that?
Oh, I agree. It's a different model, but I think the foundations behind understanding that if you do a project or you spend money, then you have to fully expense it out and understand where all the costs will be, and not just in a short term, it needs to be a long-term plan. And also the requirement that whoever is in the council or council staff are accountable for what they're responsible for and their actions. So I don't think from the model itself of where the finance goes and where the money comes from is different, but how you consciously, I suppose, spend that and actually consider the future is pretty much or very similar, I suppose, thinking.
Moving on to a different issue, planning and population growth are big issues across the LGA. What's Team Tribe's approach to managing the balance between development and the beautiful environment loved by locals and tourists alike?
We haven't had a discussion of the whole team's approach to this, but I know for the ones down, or for us down in Ward 3, is we recognise the fact that development is needed for population growth and also to provide, because the way we sit at the moment, there's not enough rental housing and things down here for people, is that, but when it comes to our look at developments, is there's a bunch of new developments down here that are still very vacant blocks. So part of it would be that before any new development, the existing vacant blocks are filled, sold, and actually that process has happened. And any new development needs to have a consideration for the environment and also for the way we live. As you said, you know, we've got a beautiful environment. So any new development has to consider the outlook, what green spaces are provided, what trees are still being in existence, and what contribution is that going to make back to the infrastructure? Because, you know, at the moment, there's areas in our community that if they grow much more, things like schooling and that sort of stuff isn't going to cope. And I know those are state and some federal run requirements, but we have to advocate to improve those before we approve more development and more increases in other areas.
That kind of takes us neatly to that question of relationships between government, I suppose, and particularly around housing. And as you've already said, I mean, there's a housing problem, particularly around affordability. Given the lack of low-cost housing is becoming increasingly serious, how would you like to see the next council in Shoalhaven work, particularly with the state but into federal government, to increasing housing availability and reducing costs?
It would be great for both state and federal to maybe take more of an active role, because I think they do push and promote development within areas to promote, you know, more population and opportunities for people, but then they don't provide the schooling and the infrastructure and everything else behind it. And also it needs to have that element of, I suppose, I used to say low income, but every income these days, houses are so expensive, is that there needs to be some sort of cap on where it sits for vacant land and that sort of stuff, depending on where the area, maybe. I mean, I'm just kind of spitballing ideas, but it would be great. There needs to be very much a collaboration, and not just between kind of the council and state and the council and federal and that flow, but also between us and other councils, our neighbours. Like, we need to spend more time talking with them about how we can help each other and share resources and maybe come up with a solution, because there's probably other councils that are in the same position as us that have a solution, but because we don't collaborate as much as we possibly could, is there's an opportunity there, I think, for us to learn from them and take those opportunities as they come along.
Natalie, look, thanks so much for your time this morning. It's been really great to talk with you. Natalie Johnston is the lead candidate for Tribe Independence in Ward 3. And again, I thank Natalie so much for her time this morning.
Thanks so much, Colin. Really appreciate it.